Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. I am so happy. We had a beautiful, beautiful week here, as we predicted last weekend. Beautiful winter weather, full sunshine, temperatures in the 70s. It's going to probably break records today in Central Florida for highs. 86, 87 degrees in Daytona Beach. And it's just going to be one of these bipolar weather weeks. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. I know it's like a switch. We're gonna be like in a couple of days in like the 30s and stuff.
Yeah, 30s. But Tallahassee, Pensacola, the Panhandle, mm-hmm. Gainesville, you're gonna be in the 20s. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, possibly Thursday. So that's the danger of these frosts, is that we're in the high 80s. And then two or three days later, we're in the 20s. And so, and it's going to be extended. It's not just going to be for one day.
No, it's going to be a week.
It's going to be, through Thursday. But then next weekend, it's going to be fine. We're going to anticipate rain for most of Florida Sunday, Monday. South Florida, you're good, though. South Florida, you're going to get glows in the 30s and 40s. And so, Mike and Venice, you got to bring those plants in. I think that's in the containers.
My banana trees gave up the ghost because they are all yellow right now.
Yeah.
I mean, even the big gigantic one.
Yeah, the freezes, but they'll come back.
I hope so.
They will.
We
just come
so
off
hard on it. We haven't even gotten any bananas off of them yet.
Well, you always get bananas the second winter. So if you've had them one winter, this is the second winter.
This is actually the third
then
winter.
Next year. Okay. When they come back up, they'll produce fruit for you.
Because we haven't had, like, not that I'm saying banana trees need a freeze, but I mean, we haven't really had cold weather as a real winter for these banana trees. I mean, this is their third year of us having them. So
yeah. Oh, it is the third year. No bananas. Do you fertilize it?
Yeah,
kind of.
Probably not properly, but yeah. I do fertilize them.
Oh, okay. Okay. So yeah, you'll probably get bananas hopefully off of them this year.
Yes.
So again, we're going to have some rain Sunday, Monday possibility with that cold front coming through. I just wouldn't plant anything this week if you're going to be planting outside.
No.
So Dallas, South Florida, you're good. The lows are going to be in the 40s.
No.
For most of Miami, Key West, 50s.
Have I heard you correctly? Like maybe if we aren't sure if we're going to get water, should we water our stuff now with the freeze coming to maybe help give
yes.
them some type
you
of...
You want your plants to be hydrated because that cold front is going to whip the wind, is going to cause them to get desiccated, the leaves to be desiccated. Mm. So yeah, you want to make sure they're hydrated. So if you do not get rain Sunday or Monday, go ahead and water them, but do not water during a freeze. Water them for, 30 minutes on Tuesday morning, and they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good, because I had one of the grand brats over yesterday, and he was like, yeah. He's like, you're watering all your plants? And I'm like, yeah. I said, Miss Teresa, she said that, we should probably water our plants before we get a freeze, so to give them some type of energy and stuff, so.
Yeah, so that's going to be good. We also, too, just, again, with the planting, I've was supposed to put in two different clients container installations. I'm holding off. I'm going to hold off until midweek, the end of the week, to plant them just because I don't want to stress them out.
Yeah, there you go.
And stress me out. And
right.
That'll be good. But everything else looks good. I mean, I do enjoy our winters. And I know Floridians, in South Florida, it gives them an opportunity to wear a nice sweater.
Or a very nice scarf that Teresa and Tony got me on their last trip. So thank you for that. It's keeping me nice and warm in the studio.
There you go. That's wonderful. It looks good on you. And today's show, we're going to be talking about crop rotation and why we should do it. And then in the second hour, we're going to be talking about my bane of my existence is crepe murder. And hacking those crepe myrtles back. And so it's popping up. I'm seeing it as we speak. So we're going to talk about reasons why. And it's all about everybody's gardening questions today. So if you'd like to give me a gardening question, tell me what kind of morning beverage you're drinking. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680 and just check in with us. We'll be taking your gardening calls all hour. And then also, too, if you'd like to get the newsletter is going to be coming out next week. So we are, you know, writing it now, and it's going to be it's going to be a good one. So.
We've got to get video cameras in here because I'm going, wait, did I submit my stuff? No, I don't think it did. Okay.
No, I'm really easygoing. So just we've got time.
Her newsletters run late because of Lizzie. So yeah.
But it's something that I just love to you know, explain and teach.
Yes.
You know, and it's so important to understand why we do some of the things we do.
Yes.
So that no matter where you live in the country, you can follow best management practices.
There you go. Now, if they wanted to get this newsletter, how do they get this?
They go to my website, which is the regular www.shehe-consulting.com, and right there on the landing page, right when you get to the home page, it'll say, do you want to get the newsletter? Now, I do not spam. I do not sell the email addresses. They are safe, perfectly safe with me. And you can put in your email address and it will come out. So
yes.
Also, too, for my Art and Bloom Garden tours, you can also sign up for those newsletters. And those only come out like 4 times a year. And so you can go to artandbloomgardentours.com. All the tours are up. It's going to be a fabulous year. I hope you come with me. We'll have a great time. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Feel like your plants are giving you the silent treatment? At Quality Green Specialists, we speak fluent garden. We offer the best organic-based plant nutrition products and the most comprehensive soil and plant tissue testing service. Plus, our nursery is full of ornamentals, flowers, and over 50 varieties of fruiting trees and plants. Visit QualityGreenSpecialist.com or come see us at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Quality Green Specialists, top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Oh my gosh, you guys, this season's hottest accessory hit shelves decades ago and has been flying off them ever since. It's functional, it's attractive, and it's the smart choice. Life jackets. Seen here on the model, life jackets complement any figure and bring a certain je ne sais quoi to the waters.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wants to remind you to wear your life jacket anytime you're out on the water. Visit wearitflorida.com. Wear it, Florida.
On the road, there's a thin line between safety and tragedy. Don't cross it. When you see any vehicle parked on the side of the road with emergency or hazard lights flashing, move over a lane or slow down to 20 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. That includes visible signage, emergency flares, even a disabled vehicle with a flat tire. Please give law enforcement, first responders, service and utility professionals, and fellow drivers the space they need. Move over, Florida. It's the law. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquito larvae in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and more. Just drop a dunk in any area of standing water and get up to 30 days of control. For larger areas of standing water, use mosquito bits. Both are EPA approved, non-toxic to people, pets, and wildlife, but deadly to mosquitoes. Fight the bite with mosquito dunks and bits. Find them at your local garden or hardware store, or order online at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Hey, you, with the shopping cart. It's us, Leafy Greens.
Leafy what?
Greens. Delicious, locally grown leafy green vegetables. I'm Romaine. This is arugula.
Hello.
Spinach.
Ahoy.
Escarole and endive.
Bonjour.
Oh, yeah, the sandwich guys. Oh.
We're more than just a sandwich layer.
We add crunch to salads.
Flavor to soups.
And say little je ne sais quoi to your pasta dishes.
That is, if you let us. For meals with personality, look for the Sunny Fresh from Florida logo where you shop.
Selling your house the traditional way takes time.
agents, showings, repairs, fees. It's a hassle. But what if you could skip it all and sell your home for cash fast? At House Buyer Network, we buy homes in any condition. No commissions, no closing costs, no cleaning, no repairs. Whether it's inherited, outdated, or you're behind on payments, we'll make you a fair cash offer within 24 hours. Close in as little as 7 days. Thousands have sold the easy way. Now it's your turn. Call 833-464-0827 for your free no-obligation cash offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Real cash, real fast. That toll-free number once again to call, 833-464-0827.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Today we're going to have a lovely day. In fact, we're going to set record winter temperature highs. It's going to be in the mid-80s here in Central Florida. Lovely throughout the rest of the state. But Sunday it's going to go down drastically. We are expecting one of those polar vortexes coming down. One of the worst winter storms, they said, in years. It's going to affect electricity for about 240 million people.
Yeah, so if you have any family or friends that you're close with within that strip, you know, give them a call up north there because that's some crazy weather happening right now.
It is, and I was so proud because this morning I saw all our utility companies throughout the state are heading up to South Carolina.
And thank you.
And, you know, Godspeed everyone. Yes. And to be safe. And we do appreciate that because they send, you know, people to help us during hurricanes.
Now, I got a question. Okay, I keep seeing on the social medias the videos of exploding trees. The ice gets so heavy that it weighs the trees.
Yeah, they do.
And they literally are exploding.
It gets so full. Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
It is. It is. We won't see that here in Florida, but the ice on the tree limbs and the branches, that's what's going to be really dangerous.
Mm-mm.
And so we just wish everybody well. So make sure you're all set. I called my cousin in North Carolina because
mm-hmm.
North Carolina is going to be getting
yes.
snow. And he's all good. He's all good. He's set.
Yes, if we can get Gary Bachman to check in with us, please.
Yes, Gary yes. Bachman. Yeah, we're looking at you and we're thinking you're going to get a little bit of a freezing temperatures. No snow, though. I don't think there's going to be snow, but he's going to get freezing temperatures. So we wish Gary and Katie, you know, just to stay nice and warm. And we're looking forward to that. 1-888-455-2967. If you're listening, you'd like to give us a gardening question, this is all about you this hour. Or you can text 23680. And, you know, if you are thinking about what projects, did you have the New Year's resolutions? Are you going to be doing something in your landscape? Let us know if you're going to try a new plant or a new variety of a plant. Are you doing a new project in your landscape? I'd love to hear about it. You're going to add a sitting space in your garden? That would be nice. Or, you know, create an outdoor room. Text us 23680. Let us know, and we will, discuss it. I would love to discuss it. So a crop rotation. I wanted to talk about crop rotation because, you know, when we think about our landscapes, especially when we're doing edible landscapes or we're growing vegetables, Florida's soil doesn't have a lot of organic material in the soil. So we amend our soils, but also, too, growing the same plants year after year, and I'm talking about we grow the same tomatoes, we grow the same peppers, the same eggplants, lettuce, and, you know, potatoes. We want to make sure that we're rotating that those vegetables out so that the soil becomes healthier. And, you know, you want to have a sequence for every year, every 4 years, actually, you plan your landscape, your vegetable growing, so that you're not growing a monoculture each year. Now, when you grow a monoculture or you grow the same plants year after year in your garden bed, you're going to see more insects. You're going to see more disease issues, maybe not as much productivity. You're not going to have a lot of harvest. And so that soil is very important. And so you want to make sure that changing the soil, and Dr. Bachman, he explains, he doesn't change his soil in his raised beds, but he adds new soil when it gets down and it's depleted. He adds more soil to his raised beds. So that's about the same thing when he's adding more nutrients to the soil. But changing out crops and crop rotation has been around for a long time. Near Eastern farmers, they started doing it in their fields 6,000 BC. They have actual records of that. And so the farmers would alternately plant legumes and cereals in two fields, and then in one field they would leave fallow. Then the next year, they would rotate the fields so that the next legume field was fallow. And by fallow, what I mean is that they just leave it sit. They don't plant anything in it. They let it relax and chill out, and then give it a rest. And so that's what fallow means, F-A-L-L-O-W. The next year, they rotate the field so that the next legume field, and legumes are your beans and your peanuts and things like that. The cereal field was planted with legumes, and then the previous year's fallow was planted with cereals. And so they would alternate it. Now it's recommended even in home gardens and edible landscapes. So the first year you can raise bed you in your raised bed. Vegetable garden, you plant with nitrogen-using plants. Now, nitrogen-using plants are your vegetables such as tomatoes, corn, sunflowers in the spring and summer, and then in the fall, broccoli and Brussels sprouts, cabbage, lettuce, and garlic even. So those are what you would use up the nitrogen. And then the next year, you would go to nitrogen-fixing plants. So you would plant your legumes like peas and beans, lentils and clover. And those are some of the most, popular nitrogen fixers that's widely used in agriculture. Alfalfa and peanuts. They not only produce food that is edible, but they also contribute to the soil nitrogen levels. So that's important. Lupins, those of you up north, my mother loved lupins. If she could never grow them here. Lupins are just gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
And in Scotland. And up north, they grow them in the spring and summer up north. And they are really good nitrogen fixers. They're not only for their beautiful flowers, but they improve soil health. So you could add those. Clover. We can plant clover here. White clover is excellent for increasing the nitrogen in the soil. Now, the third year, you can plant soil-building cover crops like winter and cereal rye, buckwheat, oats, sorghum, and up north, hairy vetch is really popular. And then the fourth year, you let it go and just take a break, take a vacation, let it go fallow or empty, let it rest, and you can spread it with hay or you can shred it mulch so that the weeds don't grow in it. So you have a regular rotation. And that helps your soil. And here in Florida, we need to take care of our soil. It's very sandy. We add organic amendments to it. But that'll help fixate the nitrogen. And that helps the plants.
Yeah. See, I've always heard about that, about the rotating them. So.
Right. And so if you have raised beds, again, not necessary to do it because you just add more potting soil, more organic soil, more organic material to it. But in your landscape, if you have an edible landscape, if you're on a farm, and farmers know to do this, but if you're coming down from up north and you want to start your first, real garden and grow your own food, crop rotation is very important to know about.
Nice.
And so 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen.
Hello.
Good morning.
We have had fog every single morning.
You've had what? Fog? Oh, it's really dense. Yes.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Are you going on a heartbreak soon?
I've got a few minutes.
Okay. I want to know about Lizzie's turkeys.
Okay, what about them?
She was supposed to be on the radio with you.
She She is here.
I'm here.
Tell me about Gerald.
Oh, Gerald's doing good. He's doing excellent. He's got the biggest feet that anybody has ever seen on a turkey. So, yeah, there's that. We ended up having to rehome one of our turkeys on Sunday last week because our two youngest toms, the males, yes. I guess hit around that 8-month age. Now, that's not guaranteed that that's whenever they actually hit their huge testosterone, but that's when they chose to do it. The day that I was extending the turkey runs, and it was a battle to the death if I wouldn't have split them apart.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I've got a claw marks down my one side.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, exactly. I had puncture wounds. The claws from one of them, but that's because...
Put your hand in the middle.
They were going nuts. It's pretty aggressive. It's pretty close to a dog fight. So,
wow. So do they fight over female turkeys?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm pretty sure that that's exactly what it was, is the fact that, I extended the females into the male area, but the fencing, because they needed more room, you know, yeah. They're girls. And that's what happened, is they just, and it wasn't like, normally I can break them apart and they're just like, la, 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 okay, we're friends again, you know. But no, this was like bloodbath, faces scarred. So I was just like, I called up our friend who takes our turkeys from us, and they either eat them or they keep them. And he got rehomed, and they're actually going to keep him because he's a Royal Palm, which is the black ones, or the white ones with the black strips on their tails.
Oh, I bet they're beautiful. So he's going to be a pet.
Yep, pretty much.
That's good.
And I have one other question.
Go ahead.
Okay. The phenomenal lavender.
Yes.
How tall does it get?
I would say about 3 feet.
Okay. So they should both be okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Send us pictures. I'd love to see pictures.
I will.
Okay, hon.
I have to cover everything up on the porch because we're going to have 3 freezes.
That's what the hard part about this coming up week is that it's going to be back to back days, and that's where we get the damage, that it's not just going to be for a couple of hours. It's going to be for 10 hours at a time at night and possibly during the day.
And I also save all your newsletters.
Thank you.
I sent you a comment when I got the. One, I always send you a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
you
don't
do
read my comments.
I do.
Oh, she does.
I do. I do read
she
them.
She does.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, y'all have a good morning.
All right, hon. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, definitely. That's
I do. I don't always respond, but I do read them all.
Yep.
So,
yep.
That's great. So 1-888-455-2967. If you're in the garden area, we'd love to hear from you. 23680 with your text messages. It's going to be an interesting week. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to brooksnightguard.com and enter the code BROOKS95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648. Again, 1-800-577-2648.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. So this is a good week to go ahead and wean your landscape off of irrigation. Right now, we only need to be watering one time a week, but with the rainfall that we should be getting, there may not be any need to water at all. So if you get a good rainfall, those of you up in North Florida, no reason to turn your irrigation system on. In fact, your irrigation system should not come on if you have your rain gauge set properly. But if, depending on what you have and how new your landscape is, for an established lawn, if it's not established, you're going to need to water once a week and then in the summertime twice a week if no rainfall. But if you have an established lawn and a lawn that's been in two, three, four, five, six, 10, 20 years, then once a week watering all year long is just fine. You do not need to add extra watering days. Okay, so your landscape, if it is planted correctly, right plant, right place, should only need about an inch to 2 inches of water a week. That's all. And when you're watering two times a week, but you're putting down 3 to 4 inches, that increases your plant's need for water and it becomes spoiled. Okay, your lawn needs it. And then when it doesn't get it, you say, oh, look, see, it's going brown because I'm not watering enough. But it's only because you created a short root system on your landscape. And then that lawn is going to go through withdrawal symptoms and it is going to look bad. So right now, when we have these cooler temperatures, we don't have the extreme stress of summer heat, then this is the time to go ahead. And this week, if you get rain, don't turn your sprinkler systems on. And then next week, if you get rain, don't turn your sprinkler systems on. What that's going to do is it's going to force the plant to push the roots down deeper. Okay. And then that way, your lawn doesn't need the water. And then when it goes through a drought period, it's going to not have as much stress. When we go through droughts like we have the last 2 years, lawns that are overwatered are going to be the first ones to die. And they're going to be the first ones to get the disease issues, get the fungal issues, and the weeds, the excessive weeds. So what are some ways you can tell if you're overwatering? Right now, if I can go out into your lawn and find dollar weed, then and it's not right down at the lake shore, then you're watering too much. If your turf is really dense and thick, and too dense and thick so that you're going to have to get it dethatched, you may be overwatering and over-fertilizing. So it's only, our landscape shouldn't be such high maintenance. We make them high maintenance. And so you want to have correct practices, only fertilizing twice a year. And then get a soil test before you fertilize to see what you need. Okay, that's very important. But then not overwatering. Overwatering, I think, is just one of our main problems here in Florida. And there's just no reason to do that. If your lawn is turning yellow because we've had a lot of water, or let's say we've had the normal hurricane season, and we get storms coming through and our lawn is yellowing, you don't need to put down nitrogen. You can just put down a regreening with iron-only product, minor nutrient application, and that will help green it up without telling it to grow. And so when we keep putting down excessive fertilizing, we water a lot, then we're more likely to get chinch bugs and all the other, you know, disease issues like brown patch, which we're seeing a little bit now.
Yes, you'd be so proud of me. So if you got the newsletter, you saw that I moved my tomatoes and bell peppers into the porch and made my own. I took the big buckets, rectangle buckets, and did the soil and the black cow. And I am the queen of overwatering stuff. I have only added a little bit of water after I made sure everything was soaked when I first planted it.
Sure.
And that was, what, 3 weeks ago maybe? Uh-huh. And I've only did a light misting spray because I put my finger down and it felt a little dry at the top because it has gotten warm on our porch.
Okay.
But so I did a little bit of a misting and that's it.
And how do they look?
They look amazing.
There you go.
They look amazing. Except for I've got to figure out, I think I need to do its own pollination because there's no bugs to help pollinate.
Exactly. Yeah. You probably have to just take a little paintbrush and paint them. That would be good. So wonderful. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So when we do water, you want to look at your water bill and look at the gallons you use. Okay. So it's not how much it costs because water is basically free. And I know I cause stress with utility companies for saying that, but what you're paying for is the services to obtain the water, clean it, and then process it and send it to your home to use. That's where the costs are going to be, and why it goes up so expensively is that we want to make sure that we're not overusing the water, that you're not abusing the water, And then also, too, as we run out of potable water, which we could run out of potable water if we don't conserve it. We're going to have to go to other water sources. It's not like we're going to run out of water, but we're going to have to go to more expensive water.
Yes.
Like desalinization.
Yes.
Reclaimed and recycled water, which we are doing now. But during a drought, we don't have a lot of reclaimed water, and we're having to use the potable water during our drought periods. So 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Right now, this is a good time with this winter freezes coming up, and the one we just had a few weeks ago, that you can see the dead spots in your area where you have the winter weeds that have died or the summer weeds that have died. And you can go ahead and take a photograph of those areas so that when you want to resod and it's all greened up again and the weeds have come back, you can see the areas where you need to resod. And so the areas that are dying now, that are the weeds that are dying, take a picture of them, and then that way you'll know exactly where you need to resod.
Yeah, that, or maybe if you do the, like, the little flags.
Yes, you can do the little flags.
Yeah, get the little flags from, like, the different box stores.
Yeah, sure, you can do that, too, as well. You want to make sure, when we're talking about fertilizing, we don't need to fertilize our turf, but you do need to fertilize your vegetables. So make sure that you're doing that every 3 to 4 weeks. That's going to give you a good winter harvest, and so you'll be right on top. Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Reset Addiction Treatment Helpline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll find you the right treatment regardless of your financial situation. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So take 5 minutes of your time and call us right now. We're here answering the phone. I promise it'll change your life.
Call 800-853-0975. That's 800-853-0975. 800-853-0975. Again, 800-853-0975.
Are fungus gnats driving you crazy? Afraid of using chemical insecticides around your kids and pets? Stop fungus gnats with all-natural biological mosquito bits. The bacteria in mosquito bits is lethal to mosquitoes and fungus gnat larvae, but harmless to people, plants, and pets. Just mix a tablespoon per quart of water and apply. Mosquito bits kills fungus gnat larvae and breaks the life cycle, so you can get back to enjoying your houseplants without those annoying gnats. Fight the bite and the gnats. Find mosquito bits at your local garden or hardware store, or order online at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Reset Addiction Treatment Helpline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll find you the right treatment regardless of your financial situation. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So take 5 minutes of your time and call us right now. We're here answering the phone. I promise it'll change your life.
Call 800-853-0975. That's 800-853-0975. 800-853-0975. Again, 800-853-0975.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
And this week's top five is my favorite materials for garden pathways. Number five is coquina shell pathways. I love them. I love the way they look. It is recycling, and it just looks great in the garden. Number four, pebbles, various sizes of pebbles and colors in a mosaic pattern that's held together with mortar. It looks fantastic. It's great with Mediterranean Spanish-style homes or even a cottage garden. Number three, large oak or cedar trunk round circles. Let's say you have a tree that's needing to be cut down, or your neighbor, have the arborist slice that trunk so that you have large 3-foot, 2-foot size slices so that you can put them down as wooden round circles. It looks great. Number two, hardscape pavers. You want to leave spaces for the area around the hard pavers to be pervious soil so that the waterfall gets through. But hardscape pavers look great, especially with grass or pebbles in between. And my top favorite material for garden pathways, pea gravel. I love most palatial states. I love visiting them and seeing those in the castles and cottage gardens that have small pea gravel for driveways and walkways. You want to use the size of pea gravel is 3/8 of an inch. So 3/8, and it looks amazing, and it's fun to walk on.
Oh, and also, okay, so, and also, I've seen this thing, and you can tell me this. They have like a, almost like a glue or a spray when you put that pea pebble down to keep it from constantly going all over the place.
Right.
Is that true?
There is. Okay. I don't like it.
Oh.
Okay. So I'll tell
I like
you why.
Hearing this.
Yeah, I don't. So yes, you can do it. And it depends on where it is. Okay. So that it doesn't move around. But it prevents the water from getting in and percolating.
Oh.
So,
that makes sense.
You know, so it kind of seals it and glues it. Now, for the mosaic pebbles and, you know, in the mortar, that doesn't allow it to get through either. So it just depends on where you are and what. So I also don't want the spray or the sealer to discolor the pebbles. So
okay.
It just depends on what it is, what the product is, and I would have to make a decision on seeing that.
Okay.
But it makes sense.
Yeah.
Is that
all
okay?
Right. Yeah, no, I think it's great. I just know that I just want to throw myself on something sharp whenever our pebbles get all over the place and the lawnmower catches it.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. So that's why, you know, when you have a pathway, a garden pathway, and it has pebbles in it,
uh-huh.
you put the rocks on the side
mm-hmm.
and you put edging. I like to use edging to keep it all in
so that
it doesn't flow. So
it's just almost like you're a professional. I really didn't think
you're
about
funny.
That.
1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. We'd love to hear from you. I know it's going to be a beautiful day today, but everybody, I think, is kind of worried about this, the upcoming freeze. Yeah. So, you know, you just want to, I don't have it, hon. So
okay. All right. Yeah. So our text message is it's being a little wonky today. So Brenda from Ocoee said, good morning. I am drinking a detox tea my sister bought me for Christmas. My question is, can I use my pressure treated wood to build my vegetable garden, or do I still have to be careful what I buy? Brenda from Ocoee.
Okay, Brenda, that's a really great question. And so what I would do is line your raised bed. So I would use your pressure treated wood and then line the inside with a heavy plastic or poly vinyl material. And then that'll keep the soil in. You want to put some holes in down at the bottom so it drains out nicely. But then the pressure treated wood won't affect your vegetable garden. So yeah, I would use it. I make raised beds all the time out of pressure treated wood, but we line them. And so you can do that. All right. Great question. Thank you. Detox tea. I'm just wondering, does she compost her tea leaves?
Ooh, I mean, if she does, how should she do that?
Yeah, well, she just go and put them out in the compost pile.
Okay.
You know, I appreciate, you know, recycling, but you don't want to put your coffee grounds and your teas right into the garden. You want to make sure you just put them into a compost bin and recycle them and let them become dirt before you spread them out.
Yes.
That's just a little bit easier. Sometimes, you know, when we put the coffee grounds on, especially if we do it a lot, it can bind up the nitrogen. And so, you know, it's just one of those things that there's a lot of ways to do things.
Yes, yes.
So 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 236-80 if you're in the area. We would love to hear from you. What vegetables can you be planting now? Well, seriously, there are vegetables you can be planting right now. One, you want to make sure that you're starting your tomato seeds, your peppers, and your eggplants, starting them now so that you can plant them in March gets you ahead of the game. But vegetables, you can plant beets and broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cabbages and carrots, cauliflower, celery, and collards, endive and horseradish, kale and kohlrabi and lettuce, mustard and onion sets, peas and potatoes, radicchio, radishes and roquette, rutabagas and spinach, Swiss chard and turnips. We still have a few more months of cooler temperatures, not supposed to be too warm, but these vegetables right now, especially if you're using transplants, that's what I would do. I would not plant seeds. I would do transplants, and you'll be able to harvest them before the heat of the springtime comes.
That's crazy because I finally, 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, got my garlic and my onions in the ground.
There you go.
I know, but it's crazy because the garlic
took right off.
It's doing its thing, and I'm just like,
it's so cool.
I'm so excited. Look at my babies growing up.
You know, that it's wonderful to see, and it's a good thing to teach children too as well, is to see a plant and put it in the ground and where it comes from.
Yes.
And so I love doing that. Mm-hmm. And showing the children how to do that. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 236-80. And you can also, this is what I wanted to say. Let's see. The Florida Scrub Jay Trail. Have you ever heard of that? The Florida Scrub Jay Trail?
Yes, I have.
It is a wonderful walking trail, and it's dedicated to increase the awareness of the need to restore habitat. That's very, very important. Planting natives to restore habitat for our scrub jays, our gopher tortoises, and native plant species. The Florida Scrub Jay Trail has free guided tours on the first Saturday of each month from 8 o'clock until 10. And if you'd like to go, that's coming up in 2 weeks. It's not next week, but the following week. So I want to give you enough time to do that. And you can reserve your spot by calling 352-429-5566, or you can email info@scrubjtrail, all one word, .org. And it's, you know, what they, I loved it. I received their emails and I get their newsletter. But that way you get your full supply of vitamin N. Do you know what vitamin N is?
No.
Nature.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that cool? So the Florida Scrub Jay Trail is open to the public Saturday through Wednesdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the physical address is 11490 Monte Vista Road in Clearmont, Florida. And so they have guided tours. They have, you can walk it Saturdays through Wednesdays, and they do have volunteer possibilities for planting and making sure that the habitat is clean.
And what's the website that they can go to? It's probably at the end of the email.
It's scrubjtrail.org.
Okay, there you go. You can get all that information there.
Sure, and I'll post it on Better Lawns and Gardens on our Facebook. If you're listening and you have not liked our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, please do. And say hello, and we do appreciate it. If you know someone who is new to Florida that doesn't know how to garden or needs help, let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens.
Yes, so definitely.
We can take care of them. So we appreciate everyone listening this morning. Everyone drinking. Thank you, Brenda, for texting. I just think everyone's panicked about the storm coming up.
You know, even though, I mean, it's going to affect us. It really is going to affect us. It may not affect us like it's going to affect them up north. However, thinking about 3 days of freezes, I'm just like, I'm trying to be very positive.
Right. I'm hoping it's not going to be as bad.
Yes. I just hope it isn't bad as in, you know, yes, but I want the bugs to all be like the fleas
that
and
would
stuff
really
and mosquitoes
take care of the
to
bug
be killed
issues.
Off. So that's you what I'm trying to focus on.
You are so right. And so that is very important. And so we do want to appreciate our sponsors, and please let them know that you appreciate them for sponsoring and supporting Better Lawns and Gardens. That's Summit Responsible Solutions, Black Cow, Quality Green Specialist in DeLand, and Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland. When you go there, please let them know. Or you can just drop them a line, send them a letter, and tell them thank you for sponsoring Better Lawns and Gardens, because we do appreciate that.
Getting close to that time of year where we should be seeing some roses coming up for sale shortly.
I know.
I'm so excited.
Yes, we're definitely going to have to do a rose run. Hey, there you go, a rose run. So that's great. Thank you so much, Lizzie. We're going to be back. We're going to be talking about crepe murder and how you should be cutting your crepe myrtles in the next hour. We're going to be taking your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. It's Saturday morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you missed any of the show, you can go to betterlawns.com, and listen to that there. Along with, you can catch little articles from Teresa Watkins' newsletter is posted on that page, too. It's betterlawns.com.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call 800-830-0715. That's 800-830-0715. Again, 800-830-0715.